a warm salutation filled with sunshine and love to my beautiful Anchor community and podcast listeners, wherever you may be. I hope that a ray of light is shining on you in one way or another, and that your day may be truly, truly beautiful, and that this episode adds to that magic, because yes, life is magical when looked at from an inner growth, I want to say, perspective, from love, and let me see what I can learn today. It does take a little bit of effort at the beginning to switch, make that switch from reacting with a closed heart, I guess you could say, or reacting from fear to reacting with love and trust in the universe and life. Because that's what allows us to stay open, is having trust, having that solid foundation. And for as silly as it may seem to some, you can have trust in life, and that's actually one of the biggest things that will help along the journey to be at peace no matter what comes your way, and be able to, thanks to that harmony, thanks to that calm, to see behind that initial chaos, because there's always something. Now today, I was thinking about perspectives and how people with the same foundation, so same core beliefs, let's say, still may misinterpret each other because each is coming from a different place. For example, the idea of what strong family ties and love means. People from the same family or even friends could say, I believe that family is strongest when there is continuous interaction, calling, participating in all of the events that each family member has and holds throughout the year, while another person could basically not show up to any of the events yet claim they care. And I say claim because it would be claim they care according to the other person. The reality is this, the way we express love is different. And it comes down to, I would say, wanting to share moments, being able to share moments. Doesn't mean that because someone doesn't necessarily go to a family event that they don't care. But the beauty of life and the magic of life is that each one of us applies our own opinion based on what we believe is representative of love or a strong bond or not. Which is why once this comes to a certain level of awareness for you, it should be easier to understand the opinion. I mean, it's a belief, it's an opinion. Therefore, if someone says to you, I do love my family or my friends, but no, I never call them and never see them, or very rarely, who's to say that they're lying? I mean, they're not. If for them, having a strong bond and love doesn't mean having to talk to someone every day or see them every day. It may be something someone doesn't understand, but it doesn't mean that it's not true for that person. And so, instead of saying, maybe stuck in the judgment and the opinion based on one's own perspective, to understand where the person is coming from or try to understand their thought process might be more interesting and add to your life and just be a reminder of how differences make us unique, but we each give in our own way. Love to hear your thoughts on the topic. Please call on in or find me on Twitter at Luna12780. This is Maria. Hope you have a wonderful day.